Blog Talk Radio.
Hey girl, how you doing?
Hanging in there, running the Mercury retrograde. Can't wait till it's over with.
I know, a lot of people are calling in. It's funny, every time we have a retrograde Mercury, I hear from every Gemini and Virgo I know.
Oh yeah. They're the hardest.
Wow. Yes, well, it's a bit of a challenge, but the good thing about it, it doesn't last forever.
That's the good thing. It's only a few weeks.
21st,
like
it goes
Pluto
direct.
Yep. It's not like Pluto that stays there for a long period of time and sits there and sits there and sits there.
And laughs at you.
Makes foundational changes.
That's for sure.
Right now.
Yes, we're all having some challenges with this retrograde Mercury, but like I said, the 21st, it goes direct the day before the solar eclipse, which is right on my birthday.
Yes, absolutely, which is a great thing.
Oh, sure.
That's
going to
be
say
so
that.
Much
you see
fun.
The chart?
Makes for a colorful year now.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you have some challenges going on in your chart right now, don't you?
Well, you know, almost every single planet of mine is aspected off of another transiting planet, so it makes for a colorful time in my life. So.
And you're
that's
busy,
for
busy.
Sure.
Busy,
crazy,
things,
busy.
I'm sure.
Been running. I haven't. This is the first weekend I've been at home instead of traveling and going somewhere for a particular reason and doing a lot of activities. So the universe decided to make me run, and then stop. Literally stop me in my tracks to where I can't run anymore. So this weekend it's actually been a weekend where I haven't done as much as what I normally have been.
So have you enjoyed it? That's the other question.
Oh, it's all good. And that's the whole thing about all of this, is that it is all good. You know, one of the things that is occurring right now is Mars is within aspect of Jupiter. Okay? So all these actions and all of this are part of that grand trine with the Saturn in Scorpio and the Neptune in Pisces and Jupiter and Mars conjunct in Cancer. And so it's a harmonious aspect when you have the grand trines. It's just colorful getting through it. So it'll all be for the greater benefit in the long term. In the short term, it's a little challenging.
Yes, it is. Well, I've been very conscious of Mercury squaring Uranus over the last couple of days, thinking that I don't want to put my foot right in my mouth somewhere.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
I've got
trying
a lot
to be
of Sagittarius.
Aware.
A lot of Sagittarius are having a hard time with that square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand it. Everything gets a little bit tricky when you're dealing with a Mercury retrograde anyway. Things can come back to haunt you.
Have to readdress them again.
Yeah, well, looking through the retrospect window, though, I think often gives us a good dose of wisdom and enlightenment, shall we say.
Absolutely. And, you know, it corrects things that we, you know, because Everybody has a priority list, you know, and you go on your day and you do these things, you know, and certain things fall lower on the priority list, and then Mercury retrograde comes along, and all of a sudden they're immediately in your face and saying, you forgot to address this before, so we're going to put it back in you again and make it really strong so that you have to address it.
Precisely. Well, we have a number of people already on hold tonight, and you'll never guess who our first caller is.
Danielle.
Yes, our friend from Asheville.
Oh,
check in and see
fun.
What she's up to.
Absolutely. She's got a challenging time with her right now as well.
Yeah, exactly. You can share some of the stories. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, Danielle, how are you guys?
We're hanging in there. How about you?
I'm just watching movies and reading books and that kind of thing. Anxiety. My body hurts. I can't.
I can appreciate that right now.
See, what's happening right now, Danielle, what you might not be aware of is that Jacqueline has a similar configuration that you've been having for quite a while. And hers kind of snuck up on her and became just suddenly acute. But, and of course, yours has been lasting for a long period of time. But you have, you know, the same kind of T-square with the Libra and Cancer and Capricorn planets.
Absolutely. I just noticed that. Aphrodite pointed that out to me. You know, you and your little Pisces moon, I just vibe into you all the time because I have a Pisces moon as well. So I,
Scorpio
you know,
moon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did it again opposite. Scorpio moon, and so it vibes into all my, vibes into my Venus, Mercury, and Neptune. I'm sorry. So here again we have this little confrontation here of stuff that we have to deal with. So, you know, this too shall pass, Danielle. There is a reason why, and again, myself, the reason why she was talking about that is because my sciatic nerve decided to move and wrap itself around one of my muscles. So, I can appreciate the pain you're in, literally. And has stopped me in my tracks to where I can't move as well now until that becomes addressed and stops. So this last week has been a very strong week of dealing with that. And what I have found, and the reason why I say that is because what I have found during this period of time is that it's made me sit back and have to really do the internal work on my body and love my body, especially with the Mars in Cancer at this point in time. The action is to, and it is, it's a foundational motion that's going in. And so the action is to recreate your physical body structure at this time so that in the long term it doesn't happen again.
Right. So. Well, I can't even do what I want to do. I can't even hardly do any yoga stuff and or walk.
Oh, no. Absolutely. I can't move again. I have about 20 knives going through my leg 24-hour day for the last 6 days. I can completely appreciate that. However, it's more of doing, for instance, as you know, it'll go, the pain will go up and it'll go down a little bit. And it'll go up and then it'll go down a bit. When it goes down, you get to stretch a little. You get to move a little. You know, and that's what it's there for, is for you to be able to stretch it out a little, but to rest, okay, to go with your own body and rest.
Well, I'm tired of resting. It's been over a year.
Okay. And this has been your process that you have to go through in the long term. Okay, it's rebalancing your body. Especially right now, I can appreciate it with the Libra moon that we have, that you would be tired of it. You'd be sick of doing this. But it's not the right timing again. It's understanding that the universe has its own timing and being in harmony with that timing. It's given this to you for a reason,
And a year is a short period of time when you look at how long you've been on this earth.
Did you have any other questions for us tonight, Danielle? Did you have any special questions for us?
Is there anything I need to know?
Anything that you need to know? I want to say, what are you reading books about? Is it about ancient things?
Well, I've got a bunch of Aleister Crowley stuff, and books on magic and everything, but I don't know where to start. There's like so much stuff to read, and I don't even know which direction to go with it.
Well, I suggest that you start at the beginning.
Well,
have you ever taken any of Aphrodite's astrology classes?
I tried to when I was up there, but we never got to do that.
Okay, because that Scorpio moon really, and I feel that the Scorpio moon is what frustrates you the most, okay, because the key word I use for Scorpio is I desire, okay? And the Scorpio moon, you're deep, you're intense, and it motivates you to do things. It motivates you to push the envelope, push the extremes because of it. And with that, in astrology, knowing that it is always going to be pushing you and understanding that it's going to be pushing you, it's good to take a step back and just start, okay? You said you don't know where to start. Aleister Crowley is an interesting character, okay? I would start with one book, and I would continue on. You may have questions all the way through it, but you're being given the time to be able to sit down and read multiple books, okay?
Okay.
So play with it. Don't worry so much about the timing of it. Again, I know that you feel that push, but there's no way you're going to move this on your own. The universe has its own time schedule, so you've got to utilize what's being put in front of you. And right now, I think a lot of learning is good for you. I would even look into, like, Robert Hand books on astrology and see if you, you know, or I think... Now it went in my mind. Now it went out. There's another gentleman that I really like who's pretty funny.
Stephen Forrest.
Stephen Forrest is good. I was thinking of another one though.
Sequoia and Acker.
I can't think of him. He's older character, but when I remember. I'll let Aphrodite know and have you look at him because he's pretty funny and he's interesting as far as the way he writes. But I think many modalities at this point in time would work well for you is what I'm trying to say. Not only Aleister Crowley and how he does, how he works with the tarot and everything else, but also looking into other avenues, okay? Because, again, that Scorpio moon wants a certain amount of control over their life. Okay, they want that control. You don't get that control. Okay, the universe controls the timing and when things happen, and it's a matter of patience, which is hard for you. Okay, to let it happen, and that I think is the lesson right now is patience.
I don't like that word.
I know.
It always shows up.
I know.
But. Right now is a great time for you as far as knowledge and absorbing information. This is a perfect timing for it. So. Stephen Arroyo.
Stephen Arroyo.
A-R-R-O-Y-O. He's a funny character as far as the way he writes.
I got a big book on the high magical arts, like 12 Lessons by Donald Michael Craig, Modern Magic.
That's like gonna take 12. A while.
I know, right? And I was gonna start doing the lesser banishing ritual. I should probably start doing that every day.
Well, again, and remember, there's only so much control that happens with that, and I think that's part of the lesson that you're learning is that you have only so much control. So I do feel that it will help. But it won't banish it completely until you actually have finished what you need to do. I think the universe has a timing different than yours at this time.
Yeah. Where's my free will?
Your free will is finding the joy in the situation or finding the frustration in the situation. I'll tell you that.
Why?
That's where your free will plays into it.
Well, we'll be keeping you in our thoughts and prayers there, my friend Danielle.
Okay. Thanks.
God bless you. Need us, call us. You know where to find us.
Okay.
Love you, girl.
All right, thank you. Love you guys.
Okay. All right.
Take care, Danielle. I understand her frustration. Sometimes when it goes on for this long of a time, it's like, oh, when's this ever going to end?
We have a little bit of static on your phone. We got a little bit of static and a little bit of that reverberation we used to get a long time ago. I just thought I'd mention it to you. I don't know what we can do about it, but hopefully it'll
Did you want me
down.
To try and call back again?
No, see, now you sound clear, so I don't know. It's like sometimes you're okay and sometimes you're not. So we'll go with it for now, and if it gets worse, I'll just let you know.
Okay.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hi, my name is Tom.
Tom.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll just enjoy the weather.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, what can we do for you? Do you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes, I'd like to know if I'll be owning the home that I live in now.
What's your birthday?
January 27th, 1959, at 11:50 a.m. in Queens, New York.
And where do you live now?
In Maine.
Oh, what city?
Halton.
Say it again?
Halton.
Halton, okay. Cool. I like Maine. Take a peek and see what's going on with you. How long have you lived in Maine?
9 years.
Wow. End of the cycle. I'm not finding Halton, Maine on this computer, and I can't figure out why, but then again, Mercury's retrograde. How do you spell it?
H-O-U-L-T-O-N.
Oh, H-O-U-L. Ah, there's the rub. Your ascendant does change when you move from New York to Maine.
Uh-huh.
It goes from Taurus to Gemini.
Everything changes.
It's a good thing. Owning your home.
Interesting.
Has this been something you've been working on for a long time?
Yes.
I want to say I think you can still suffer from some delays. Probably until the fall. Is there already something in the works with a financial institution now?
I would say yes.
Okay. Well, Pluto is retrograde in Capricorn, your eighth house of investments, like things like, you know, real estate and working with the banks and working with people that owe money and create loans and all that kind of thing. And Pluto's retrograde until the 21st of September. So you might still be on hold for a few months longer, but if you've been working on it for quite some time, this could be the time that your ship comes in, so you don't want to be at the airport.
Is this a lease with an option to buy or something like that?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because here again, I think Aphrodite is on to something with the Pluto retrograde, but I also see that it's a timing thing, okay? I do feel ultimately you'll get this place, but I feel that it's going to take some time, okay? I feel the frustration with you right now because your Venus is in your fourth house of your home right now, and it is going to shift. And so in about a month, you're going to find more hope and promise. Okay?
Okay.
But it's still a lot more details that have to be finished before it actually foundationally becomes yours. I agree with that for debt. Before you'll feel it's your home or before it's finalized, it'll probably be in September.
Well, that's
could
a lot sooner than I thought.
It could even be in early October because what happens when Pluto turns, it's a very ponderous planet. Like the last time it was in Capricorn was during the Revolutionary War. So when it shifts and it goes direct, you don't really feel it for about a fortnight, like for about 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden you start to really feel it. So it could be October, but I have a feeling because the October planets really complement your Aquarius Sun and your Chiron and your Venus, that October could bring you that document that you want, that agreement that you want in a good way.
I need that document.
All right. Then.
You'll get it. That's the point is you'll get it. Okay, it's a matter of time. But there's a lot more that has to be done. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot more that has to be done. I know you love this home. I know you want this home.
Yes, we do.
But it's time, okay? So don't frustrate yourself because it's coming. Okay? It will come. You will get it.
So I'm going to go on and treat it like my own.
I would if I were you. I would definitely treat it like your own. I think that would help you out right now to really make it more yours. I think that's the thing is that you're afraid to do certain things, and I wouldn't be. I would settle into it like it is yours.
Very good.
Well, keep us posted. Call us back and let us know how everything's working out. All right.
I
God
will.
Bless
Thank
you.
You very
have
much.
A great night. You're welcome.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
I love that Venus transiting his fourth. You can tell he really does have an attachment and a love for the house.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Just a matter of balancing that because of the opposition to his own Venus, you know. That's like I said, go for it, is because he needs to balance that out, you know. That can be hard at times, you know, when you have a Venus opposition like that.
Exactly,
you know, if it's not yours, you really don't have the creative attribute that you need. And no matter what, that creative attribute will make him a lot happier. So figure, go for it.
Exactly. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hello to the both of you. This is Avatar.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's shaking?
Well, you know, my question is about, I have in my hand a progress chart. I had this natal chart done last year in April, but she also did a progress chart. And I have Uranus in my natal in Cancer, but I also have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other planets in Cancer in this progress chart. So I'm just wondering with these grand trines, how are they going to affect me? Because I'm an earth sign, and I think the water complements me, but I was just wondering how that all that
what's your,
water.
What's your birthday?
5853.
And what time were you born?
12:45 a.m. Chicago, Illinois.
And do you live in Chicago now?
I live in Denver, Colorado now.
All right. Okay, now was the progress chart done from Denver?
Yeah, this one that I'm looking at, yeah, this was done in Denver, yeah.
Okay, I just want to pull it up the same way you were looking at it so I can share that with you.
And I'm sorry, what city? It was 5-8-1958, 12:45 p.m., and what city again?
Not 58, 53, 5853.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mercury's retrograde. And 12:45 p.m., and what city again?
A.M.
I'm really doing it bad.
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. And you're in Denver now.
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
because you came in as an earth sign, okay, you've got to remember that your progressed sun is now in water. It's in Cancer. So of course.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You. It's going to compliment you in an awesome way. And, wow, this is great. Mars is being hit. Uranus is being hit. You've got some grand trine activity right now that's going on in your progress. This is amazing.
Yeah, the part of fourth is in there. Is that the north node? No, that's not the north node. No, part of fortune is in there.
Well, I use the ancient part of fortune, which designates the difference between night and day. I think that Jacqueline uses the progressed one, but I use the ancient one.
You use what?
I use the ancient part of fortune.
I have your part of fortune in Aquarius.
Yes, I use
I didn't get that.
I have your part of fortune in Aquarius.
You don't have it in the sixth house? You know, Chicago is on daylight savings time.
Right, and there was a question on that. Let me go back to your natal.
Yeah, because my natal is in the second house.
I have it on daylight savings time. In your natal?
In your natal, I have your part of fortune. I use the ancient one, so I have it at 28 degrees of Pisces, but...
I have it at 14 degrees Scorpio. May 8th,
1953. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as far as the progressed chart is concerned, the interesting thing about your progressed chart is that your moon just progressed into Gemini, okay? When we progress it today, which is the 14th of July, see, the moon progresses quicker than any other body. It progresses roughly about a degree a month. And your moon has progressed to Gemini over the last couple of weeks. So your moon is no longer in Taurus, and it's going to open up a lot of communication for you. Okay?
Okay.
Which is really great. And the grand trine that we're having in water right now that sustained most of the summer is really complementing your chart because you have your progressed Sun, Mars, and Uranus all in Cancer. The fourth house of your home and family, the fifth house of romance and children and recreation are all being highlighted here as being a very joyous thing for you in this time period over the summer.
Okay. So you said the home and family and the fifth house as well is affecting that fifth house too?
Yep, fifth house because Uranus is in Cancer in your progressed chart about 18 degrees. So as the summer continues and the planets start to move forward, you're going to be feeling that a lot this month and next month because all the planets in Cancer are going to be kissing that conjunction. So you can identify with taking action and having spontaneous fun and maybe doing some things you haven't done in a long time.
Mm-hmm. So do you see, you said it's going to affect the home and family, so do you see a move or anything in there? Like moving into my home or anything?
You could, but you're going to have to negotiate. What do you think, Jack?
I agree as well with that. There has to be some kind of negotiation. I think that this would be a foundational change if you did, and it would be slow in its process. I do feel that your creative endeavors, are opening up greatly with this. Especially on your progressed. I feel that it really opens you up wide for a lot of creative ways of doing things, especially when it comes to the home, okay? Right now your home is kind of more important to you, so yeah. I think you're going to make some kind of foundational change with your home.
So when you say...
You were born in 1953, like me, and you have to remember your Saturn is exalted and conjunct Neptune.
Yes.
Now, because they progress so slowly, they're still conjunct in Libra, even in your progressed, which would usually indicate that Saturn, being the planet of manifestation, and Neptune being the planet of dreams and inspiration, that you can manifest your dream. Now, these Libra planets are in square, okay, to your progressed Mars and your progressed Uranus. So because of that square, you might find what you want and get extremely excited, and you'll also get a very, very good deal. But the squares, the Libra planets, just indicate you need to negotiate to get the very best deal you can if you're going to move.
Okay, when you say deal, do you mean in terms of buying something?
If you buy it, yes.
Or,
and, if you're leasing, you just want to make sure, again, that everything is done to make sure that it's perfect before you get in there.
Oh, okay. I see what you, that's what you mean when you say negotiate.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Like, say, for instance, you can move in, but you think it needs paint or one of the appliances needs to be replaced. You can negotiate your first few months of rent if you're renting. If you're buying, you want to make sure all the inspections are done and it's perfect,
mm-hmm.
okay? And if you end up paying the closing, you want to make sure that everything is the way it needs to be. Don't be in such a rush to get in that you don't protect yourself is what I mean. Okay, great.
Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm.
Well, great. Well, we're glad you called in tonight.
Okay, then. Thank you.
God bless you. Good luck.
Is that going to last for just the summer or just the rest of the year, that trine?
Well, the trine is kind of off and on. There's several different plants that are trining at different times right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have ones that are in early cancer doing it and then later cancer that are doing it. So it's going to be mostly very, very strong over the summer, though. I'd take advantage of it if I were you. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks to the both of you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless.
Bless you, too.
All right. Bye-bye. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah. I always like it when they start to get into the progressed. You know, the progressions are always to look at the bigger picture, the bigger cycle that's going in on your life at this point in time. Because when you start progressing it, you start to see the evolution of how you've been doing things and how you've changed in the way you've been doing things. It really makes it to where you start to see the full color of the person, of what they've traveled through and their experiences that they're in now.
Well, I usually see it as the person that you're becoming, because most people go through 3 solar cycles in a lifetime with their progressed chart. The moon progresses into the next sign every 2.5 years. So it's interesting, it's a 30-year cycle when Saturn returns. You've gone through every cycle of the moon, and because you've gone through every cycle of the moon, that's what helps us to understand and love our neighbor. I just love that so much of how the cosmic forces reflect that great tenet, if you will. I find that very interesting.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. So are we ready for the next one?
Okay.
All righty then. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, I'm just listening in to the show.
You're just listening? You don't want to talk to us?
Well, I called last week, but I got a reading. But if you want my birthday and you see anything, that would be great.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
July 5th, 1963.
Happy belated birthday. And you said 63, correct?
63, correct.
And what time were you born?
9:56 a.m.
And the city that you were born in?
Memphis.
All right.
Do you
Tennessee,
still live
correct?
There?
Yes, I'm still here, and it's Tennessee.
I always like double-checking because there's a lot of Memphises, but usually when they just say Memphis, it means Tennessee.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking
at this.
Did you
have a special question for us tonight?
What about relationship?
Oh. Are you currently seeing someone?
Yes, the birthday is March 2nd, 1963.
March 2nd, 1963 as well?
No, 1962. Excuse me, it's 62.
Okay.
In Memphis
and
as well.
Do you know the time by chance?
It's after midnight. Somewhere near after midnight, but I don't know the exact. He doesn't either.
Okay, let's take a look.
Hello.
I am looking at your chart right now.
Okay. Okay. That's how I'm looking at it.
You picked an interesting relationship. That's the reason why both of us are really looking at this a little bit stronger, is because you definitely picked an interesting relationship.
Yeah.
You two aren't exactly alike. I do feel this relationship is to your advantage. You do natally have a Venus in Gemini, so you have this going back and forth, you know, and questioning the relationship back and forth. And this guy is such an intuitive guy. He's an interesting character. He has a foresight that is beyond what most people can. And one of the interesting parts of this that I think is, you know, really pretty cool is that his Mars is conjunct your Saturn. So this is a learning process. This wouldn't be a relationship that, you know, would instantly hit and, you know, you guys would get married within a year. This is a process in the relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some great harmony. Your sons are trying each other, which is really nice. So your souls are going in the same direction, but it's going to take a long time. You're a highly independent woman. Do you realize that? For a Cancer baby, you've got a Sag moon and you've got a Venus in Gemini, which when it comes to relationships, you know, that makes you somewhat independent on your own, you know, besides your Mars in Virgo that makes you a workaholic. But here again, with those two aspects, you've got to go in and out of the relationship. This could be your best friend, okay? There's a lot of psychic mm-hmm. connection here to where you can, what I would do with you is utilize that intuitiveness. How does it feel? Does he feel like he's strong at this point in time? Does he feel, you know, feel it more than try and physically manifest it out in some kind of communication? Because he's the type of guy that's going to show you through unspoken words more than spoken words. He can become a little dramatic when it comes to his actual spoken words. The two of you, when it comes to communication, have an interesting way of communicating. You can't take him so literally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look at the story he's trying to tell.
It's different. He won't tell me things, but it's like I'm intuiting what he feels. And
absolutely.
And I like to be clear and upfront, but he's not very clear, and that makes me doubt and not really know. And then on the other hand, I feel like he's sincere. So it's just a little different.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
I really like it. I really like the compatibility. There's enough oppositions to keep the desire and attraction there. There's enough trines to share, you know, jokes and memories, and you can have a nice, great time together. He has an awful lot mm-hmm. of energy in Aquarius. And I find Aquarian energy, because it is fixed air, he's not going to change much, but he's going to evolve greatly. In other words, he doesn't lose what he's done, but he does redefine as he moves through time. And sometimes he probably cannot explain that to you to your satisfaction. It's kind of what I get.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the fact that his Venus is in your seventh, because it usually would indicate again that there is a lot of love there, and there's sensitivity, and there can be great kindness too, which I like about him.
Mm-hmm. You said his Venus is in my seventh?
Yep.
Yes.
Seventh
and
house.
And it's nice because it's opposing his Mars. And when you, it's opposing mm-hmm. your Mars. So when you have a Mars-Venus opposition, usually there's always an attraction of either in the physical, spiritually, or the mind that they keep coming back at it again, and you have to, you know, you want to be with each other. You want to share with each other. You want to have that interaction on some level.
Because mm-hmm.
attractions like this with oppositions usually cause you to want to present yourself to each other, whether it's on the phone, texting, in person, whatever it might be.
Well, we're not having that right now. It's like there's distance, or we're staying away from each other right now. I don't know what's going on. If he's having some type of transit, it's affecting our communication. or am I? I don't know. Do y'all see anything about that?
Well, Mercury is retrograde at this time, and communications can be misunderstood or misconstrued at times. Now, does he have a lot in his background as far as his past? Does he have, like, a lot of family and things that he's still dealing with in the present that have been around him for a while?
Yeah. Uh-huh, he does. Uh-huh.
I think so. If his attention may be going in those directions, trying to make peace, because the Mercury retrograde is complementing his Pisces energies right now. So he may be trying to create some peace from his past a little bit, and dealing with things surrounding family at this time. So it may not be as personal as it feels for you. Now, do you feel that your communication has changed with him too? Do you feel that you're responding differently?
Yeah, because when I felt the pullback, I pulled back as well because I don't want to create anything that's not mutual and balanced.
Because Mercury's retrograde right on top of your sun sign. And because you have Mars, Pluto, Uranus, and your ascendant all in Virgo, it really does affect you as far as causing you to have, like, all these doubts. So I do feel that your doubts are cosmically correct, but I'm going to try and have you not let the doubts overshadow the desire to understand at this time. Mercury goes direct on the 21st, okay? And so it's still going to be its shadow for a couple of weeks after that, but after the solar eclipse on the 22nd, you might find that things start to open up with him again. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with that. I think right now, and I understand why you would pull back, but I have to suggest that you just let it be. Not pull back, just let it be, okay? Because I agree with Aphrodite. I feel he's dealing with some honor and duty and responsibility issues from the past at this point in time, trying to clear them up. And I don't think it has anything to do with you. However, this, you know, remember he's a Pisces sun. You know, he gets lost in certain things, and so certain things drop off, but he comes back to them. And I agree, during this period of time is a great time for you to go clean something, go do something for yourself, and let him figure out what he's doing and come back to it. Without having that, again, you guys have a very strong psychic connection. So keep sending him that energy and that loving energy and let it go. Think like he's in the military and he has a job to do and he's going to be back, okay?
Well, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, think about it like that, okay? Because here again, I really think he has, there's such a strong sincerity in this. Even though the two of you are uniquely so different, there is such a strong caring and sincerity to this relationship between the two of you. There's a strong attraction that I can't see him not coming back.
Yeah.
So I just think it's bad timing, and I think you need to go distract yourself with something else, basically, is what I'm saying, until he comes back.
Okay. That's what I've been doing.
Good.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in tonight. Keep us posted.
Okay, put me on mute. I'll continue to listen. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
later.
All right, great. Okay.
Okay.
What a sweetheart.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Those Cancer babies, they're all something else. Gotta love them.
I know them. Hey, I'm one of them.
Yes, you are.
Oh, you ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, ladies, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hey, it's been a while. How you doing, Jay? Nice to hear from you.
Well, it's great to hear from you. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good about yourself.
So you're up to snuff, are you?
I'm up to snuff, yeah. I haven't talked yet. Did you know what? I did a firewalking ceremony at the end of May, actually. That cleared a lot of stuff for myself. So it's been quite a joyous journey since then. So I'll send a story to you so you can, but it was lots of fun. So now,
Jacqueline your birth information because her computer, she's using another computer because her computer went down. So let me just give Jacqueline your information, Jay. Jacqueline, it's March 24th of 64.
Okay.
It's 11:54 p.m.
Okay.
And it's Medicine Hat, Canada. And where do you live now, Jay? Which part of Canada do you live in now?
Edmonton.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right, so you had the fire walk, and now you're brand new.
Yeah.
What question did you have for us tonight? Did you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, looking for, you know, relationship this time, because actually I'm moving into more getting myself out there, just being who I am, more public stuff, so.
I love that.
And what city are you, what city do you live in now again? I'm sorry.
No problem, Edmonton.
Edmonton. Let's take a look and see what that does.
Now, are you actually seeing somebody, or you're just kind of out there browsing?
Browsing right now.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes it's good to browse before you jump in, especially with this retrograde Mercury.
I can understand. You know, Venus is coming into conjunction with your moon, and so I can understand the attraction at this point in time, especially with the Libra moon going on today, that feeling would be, you know, much stronger than what it normally is. But, you know, I got to say, I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen all of a sudden. Uranus is within aspect of your Mercury, and so it is going to come along soon, but it's not going to be as quickly as what you'd like it. You still have some old issues with the South Node. Conjunct your Venus, you still have some old issues from the past about love that you have to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not quite there yet as far as what I see. What do you see, Aphrodite?
I really think that you're on the right track here as far as doing all the wonderful spiritual, metaphysical things that you like to do. So I think that out of the lightworker community, that's where your match is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I think that you're very wise because you're realizing how important that is. So I'm glad you basically, you know, did the firewalk, and I know you're doing a lot of other things within the community with your spiritual stuff, and that's where it's going to come in, I think. And that's why I think it's not going to come in so much as a shock or a surprise, but kind of like an inner epiphany. You're going to find someone that shares your vibration. That's kind of how I'm seeing it.
Absolutely. I agree with her so much. It's naturally going to occur.
You know, because I think that you need humor, you need to feel comfortable, but you also need that sense of mystery. All three. But I tell you what, you got such a nice rhythm going in your chart right now. Are you doing music, lots of music?
Not so much music. I'm just getting out more and just getting myself out there more. Not in drumming so much right now, just because weather's up and down here, but more of the yoga and more of the just meditation, being at peace. So just that's where it's at right now.
And I would
continue with
that. Yeah, I would continue with that.
Yep.
I think that that's what's going to, I mean, I really feel like you're clearing all this baggage that you've had from the past. And, you know, believe it or not, I think that it's really a good direction. I wouldn't be anxious. I would just let it happen and occur when it's going to occur. Because, I, you know, even though Aphrodite doesn't say out of the blue, I think you're just going to be doing something and all of a sudden you're going to feel this energy. And I do feel it's in the metaphysical field. So the more you're working within the metaphysical field, the more opportunities you have. And so this little spiritual creature will just appear one day and you go, aha, the epiphany. Yeah, that's the one. That's what I see happening.
Yes,
great.
That is so true. Well, thanks so much for the reading here, and thanks so much for the insight. I'll maybe talk to you next week, because actually my dad's birthday is on July 20th, with Mars and Mercury coming out of retrograde, and you have the Grand Trine on that day. So.
Wow, an impacting time.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting day. Yeah, I look forward to hearing what you have to say about that on the 21st. But, about my dad's birthday, so.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah. Great. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you again, Jay. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure, both of you. Thanks, Jacqueline. Thanks, Aphrodite.
All right.
God bless. Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye.
He's always so much fun to talk to.
He is. That's a great thing. I love it when they're on that journey.
Yep. It all works. Well, I think we got time for one more. Want to go for it?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Yes. I was wondering, I have a question.
Okay.
And I am in a job. I'm in a caregiving job, and I want to know how long I'm going to be here.
What's your birthday?
May 16th, 1960.
15th or 16th?
60, 1960.
No, I meant the day. Is it the 15th or the 16th?
The 16th.
Okay.
Okay. I want to be sure. Okay.
And what time were you born?
6:30 in the morning.
And the city?
Covington, Kentucky.
And do you still live there?
I don't.
Where do you live now?
Colorado.
What city?
Denver.
Ready then. Got to get all the statistics down, you know.
I understand.
I like Denver better than I do Covington for you.
Yeah, it's less staticky out here.
Well, it puts your sun and your Venus from your 12th house to your first house, which have, I mean, your sun and your Mercury. Because you have sun, Venus, and Mercury all in Taurus in your 12th house and your natal, it makes it to where it becomes challenging. You don't know where things are coming from or out of the blue. And when it comes into your first house, like here, now you have some grounding, you know. For a Taurus baby, grounding is kind of important. So that's the reason why I like it.
It's like majorly
like
important
there.
For me, I understand.
Yeah. So I do like Denver because of that. It gives you that grounding that you know, a little Taurus baby needs. So patience, my dear, is what I'm going to say as far as your work is concerned.
I have a lot of it.
I bet you do.
Yeah. It's not the person. It's the family. Because
yeah.
I'm doing private care,
mm-hmm.
So private duty. So I have to deal
mm-hmm.
directly with the family every day. And there's like eight of them, or else there's seven of them, siblings to deal with. And everybody has a different idea. And everybody has a different piece of advice.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, I got this. I can handle it. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I can handle this. Alzheimer's dementia clients are the toughest ones, but I've been working with them for 15 years, and they're not really that tough.
No, they're not.
Different. They just need different kinds of attention.
And I'm going to say
right.
this: what I'm seeing here is that you came into a family dynamic of there's an approval level here, and each one of these are not feeling the love from the parent that you're taking care of. Do you understand
yeah.
it that way?
Yeah,
and
he didn't
so
do anything for them.
So right. here again, they're looking for, you know, to control you because of that. I would be more sympathetic. I would listen, you know, and be more sympathetic.
I do listen to them. They just irritate me when they're gone. You know, I can spend an hour or two around them, and that's the most time they spend with their mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great because it gives me a break from them. Because we do
mm-hmm.
great here by ourselves, her and I. I live here with
mm-hmm.
her. And she's 94, and she's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel as though it's not going to be long till she's gone. Because she's almost stopped urinating altogether. See, when they stop urinating, when they stop going to the bathroom and they stop eating, they're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right there because she's eating less and less every day. And she's going to the bathroom less. You know, and the kids are like, well, you got to pump that water in her. I'm like, she's 94. The water is being absorbed by her body.
Right.
You know? And they don't understand that. And I think they think because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, or I'm not a whatever, I don't know what I'm talking about. And it's like I haven't done work with people who are on their deathbed for 15 years to not know what the symptoms and signs are of a person who wants to die.
Exactly.
And I'm a medium and a psychic, so that kind
right.
of changes things, you know.
Yep, exactly.
But I do
I know
she's ready to go, and I feel like it's not going to be more than like another month. Like the end, by the end of August, beginning or middle of September, I feel as though the middle of September is like a cutoff point for me. She may not die until after I leave. But
right.
I feel like she's either going to go while I'm here or she's going to go right after. I feel like they're going to have to put her in some kind of nursing home or something.
Well,
because
within a month, Saturn, which is in Scorpio now, it went direct last Monday. It's going to pass over your part of bereavement, okay, within a month. Okay, so I feel that you're intuiting this correctly. The other thing is that the part of Anoretta, which is the taker of life, it's like
uh-huh.
the angel that cuts
uh-huh.
the cord, is at 26 degrees of Leo in your chart. And right now, Venus is
August.
Almost 21. That's less than a week away. That Venus is going to pass over that star, okay? But then the sun is going to pass over that star again in about 30 days. See, so I feel your prediction about a month, there's going to be a change as far as structure. And if she does decide to stay here for a while in the physical, they may have to put her somewhere where someone can, you know, like you say, a place where she can have somebody, you know, all, you're there, you know, 24 hours yourself now. But they
yeah.
Put her
yeah.
in a facility.
Yeah.
But I do think that the month is going to bring, as you kind of anticipated, the next, I want to say 5 weeks maximum, that there is going to be a change in her status. So because of that, I think that your devotion speaks for itself, my dear. And I think that you're handling this as professionally and as kindly as you can. And we all know, because I worked in the medical field for 20 years myself, that every person deals with the way they're grieving differently. And you're doing a stellar job, considering how many people you have involved in this. You're doing a stellar job.
Well, I come from a big family, and I used to ignore them the much the same way I ignore these people, except I don't allow them to see me upset. You know, I don't allow them to see me in a space of where I'm out of control. My family, on the other hand, they could drive me up a wall in 5 minutes. You know.
And
so.
Here again, yeah, and here again, this is not, the task that they're asking of you is not your job. So, you know,
I know.
Let it go.
Yeah, they're asking me to do things
like
that aren't my job. You're exactly right about that because.
Absolutely.
And I'm okay. You know, as soon as they get, it's like, the thing that irritates me, as soon as they get what they want from their mother, like, for instance, giving her a bath, okay, it took 6 weeks for her to let me in. And then once she did let me in, I'm the guardian angel, the wonderful person now, she started letting me do things for her. She started surrendering and allowing me to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got her to let me give her a bath. So once a week, that was a great thing. Now they want it twice a week. And it's like as soon as they get something, as soon as they get a little bit of leeway, they want to push the magazine a little bit more to make them feel comfortable.
Right.
Right.
And all this bathing stuff, that's all about them. I mean, she needs a
Absolutely.
Bath.
Absolutely.
She doesn't do anything, you know. She doesn't really do anything except sit around.
Right.
I mean, she does do things, but she mostly is inactive compared to the rest of her life. You know,
right.
So I don't get this. So it's like, okay, whatever, you know, it's only for another month. All I have to do is tolerate him for another month or so, and I'm good to go. And I know I have other things. What does my chart, can you tell me what my chart looks like in September or October? Can you tell me through my chart when I'm going to go to school? I know I have to go to college and take some classes. I don't think I need a piece of paper. I think I'm just going to take some classes for knowledge.
Well, and here again, that has to do with that Pluto aspect. I do feel in September when Pluto goes direct that that will be the catalyst to start that learning process. I feel you're blocked until then because it's retrograde.
So how long does the retrograde last?
September 21st.
Oh, so it goes off. That's why everything is going to begin. Because a friend of mine's like, I feel like everything is going to kick off at the beginning of, or at the end of September, around the end of September. So that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that retrograde
exactly
comes out of.
Exactly right.
And it's
exactly
what is it, Pluto, that's coming out of retrograde?
Yes.
At that time,
Capricorn,
yes.
And it's transiting your ninth house of higher education. Yep.
Okay. Because I've been feeling like I'm going to do something in September, but I don't know, in the way of school, but I've never known what that was.
Okay. Well, there it comes.
Got a lot of stuff.
Something good for you.
Now in September. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. God bless you. Have a great night.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. And do you want to tell them how to get in touch with you?
Sure. You can reach me at 540-400-0110.
And you can reach me. And you can reach me at 772-286-2720. Or find us on Facebook or on Blog Talk Radio.
We look forward to hearing from you. We'll be here next Sunday night, 6 to 7 p.m. It's always a pleasure to serve you. Have a great week.
Good night.
Good night.